It is one of our Friday show specials, catching up with people halfway through the transfer window, is seeing where each and every club is. We're going to start off with Rich Ferraro from 1865, the Nottingham Forest podcast, to talk about Nottingham Forest, as you would expect. I wasn't going to get him on and ask him questions about Bournemouth. There is, Rich, controversy at the heart of so many facets of Forest summer. The first thing to point out is that yesterday, Morgan Gibbs-White, in the pre-season friendly, saw Morgan Gibbs-White play 45 minutes of football and heart emoji to supporters with his hands, obviously, as he leaves the pitch. It's something he does regularly, that anyway, it's worth pointing out, but making clear that he's still clearly got love and affection for Nottingham Forest, whatever's going on anywhere else.
Initially the mischievous people interpreted it as a goodbye gesture, but apparently he's going to be included in the pre-season tour to Portugal, so it suggests that he's maybe not quite ready to leave just yet. Obviously there is lots of controversy over the circumstances, but the one thing that I'm confident about is that Morgan isn't likely to the kind of player who would down tools. I think he's got too much respect for the fact that Forest have enabled him to kind of have a Premier League career.
It feels to me as though this is a summer where Forest, that they were going to lose one of Alanga and Gibbs-White, seemed to be likely to be the case, but that Forest very much would have wanted to control their own destiny. Does that explain the reaction from the owner, that he'd sort of budgeted in, we may well have to lose one, we do not want to be in a situation where we've got to lose and replace two?
Yeah, I suspect so. I mean, the other thing about it is, all the nuances, and ultimately the only people who'll know what's in that mythical clause are Morgan, his agent, and the club. So the fact that Spurs kind of said, oh, we've met this release clause, they booked in a medical. Yeah, there's something fishy going on there. Now, we know that agents are in the business of making money, and that's what they do. But I certainly think that, I mean, 60 million also, a year ago when we'd had two seasons escaping relegation, you're kind of going, well, yeah, I can understand that. But the fact that Morgan's now played for England, his transfer fee has risen up to the near enough to the 42 million, which was the top end of the deal that we struck with Wolves. And you're kind of going, and we've just qualified for Europe. And you're kind of going, well, that seems a bit ridiculous. So understandably, Forest don't want to be bound by something that they negotiated 3 years ago.